Soul Simmers.
Welcome to Speaking Simlish, where we talk about everything The Sims.
From the latest news to our favorite packs, we will deep dive into every way this game has shaped our lives.
Melissa, do you actually want to introduce yourself at the beginning of this episode for a change?
I really do. Looking back on our previous episodes, we realized that we don't introduce ourselves. We just jump right in because we are so excited. So I want to take a moment to let you all know that I am Melissa LaFrat. You can tell it's me because I have the American accent.
Yes, and I am Amy Arnold, and you can tell who I am because of the foreign accent.
So that should make it real easy for y'all, you know. One American, one foreigner. Both women, I know that's hard.
Yes.
It's hard to tell women apart.
It is. Especially when they try to elevate beyond their station to talk about things, you know, like they're subject matter experts.
We have no purpose, no real, we should not be doing this.
Right. And that brings us to this episode, though, right, Melissa? We realized a woman's place is always behind the men. So we brought in two men.
We brought in not only two men, we brought in our men, our partners in life, to help us with this episode, because we need a little bit of a chaperone, an escort, if you will, into everything The Sims.
Yeah, because
so
we
here
don't
are two
know,
people so. Who know nothing about The Sims.
Right. Yes, two people who know nothing about The Sims, but they happen to be men, so maybe people will listen to them a little bit more.
In all seriousness, we have had some questions about some of the terminology that we use when we talk about The Sims. And we thought, instead of doing a really dry, you know, word by word, term by term dictionary episode, why don't we make this a little fun and bring in two people, again, who know nothing, to guess what the terms mean?
Yes. So, Jake, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Jake Jackson. Yeah, I don't know anything else you guys would want to
know.
You
are Melissa's human?
Okay.
Yeah.
We're doing that over.
Oh my God. Would you like Alex to go first?
No, well, I was like, what else you get? Yeah, sure. I'll just go again.
You are my partner of 10 years. You are also a video game player. I don't know, Jacob.
So every time I do this, anytime I have to introduce myself, I'm like, hey, my name's Jake Jackson. Yeah, I'm a software engineer. I've worked at Red Hat for this lot. Like, every time I have to introduce myself, I'm always like, yeah, I'm a software engineer. And here's my job. Like, that's every time.
Mm-hmm. You're not your job. You're a person. And you are my person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Leave that in.
Yeah.
The producer.
Yeah.
Imaginary Steven.
Yeah, we have no Steven.
God, I want a Steven.
Same.
Christ.
No, this is a My Favorite
Murder
reference.
I don't even, like, shit, 10 years means nothing now, apparently. Fuck.
Wow.
Some dude named Steven.
There's so many things you could say about yourself, Jake, right now. You have a Hurricanes flag up in the background. That's exciting.
Hi, my name is Jake, and there's you can't see it.
Hi, my name's Jake, and here is a summary of everything in this room.
That's some kind of ASMR.
ASMR.
Yeah, there you go.
Asthma. Asthma.
Yeah. Where do you want to go from, Melissa?
You asked for Jake to introduce himself again.
Sure, I can do that.
Yeah.
So, Jake, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Jake Jackson, Melissa's partner for 10 years. Video game-wise, I've never, ever played The Sims. That's not a lie. I played it once. Sorry, she made me play it. And I didn't know what was going on. I just like giving myself a mohawk and put myself on a moped. That's what I did. Yeah, moped and mohawks. So, lit.
He played for all of 10 minutes. That's all he did. Mm-hmm. Then he was bored. What games do you normally play, Jake?
Primarily an FPS player, like Overwatch, Call of Duty, Destiny, and some RPGs. Like everybody, I was addicted to World of Warcraft at one point.
So, now that we've heard from one of our honorary co-hosts today, why don't we hear a little bit from Alex?
Cox in the hen house, am I right, ladies?
Oh, God. Fuck's sake. Start again.
Do you want to leave that in?
No! Ah.
I guess you probably have young people listening. Little babes. Bibbids. That's French.
For fuck's sake, introduce yourself.
My name is Alex Swanston, and I am Amy's husband. Have been for 5.5 years. Together for longer than that, because that is how modern relationships work, apparently. I am a gamer. I would classify myself as a gamer. I didn't really do that probably until my 30s, where I said, oh, I work from home, and I sit and play video games all day. So,
yeah. That's something to admit.
I think so. I haven't said where I work. Fuck them. yeah, I actually have played The Sims. I was a avid, for one summer, Sims 1 player. No expansion packs, because in like 2000 or whenever the hell it came out, you know, that was like an added expense that we did not deem necessary. So I did the normal like teenage thing of just making all the girls you like in it and then failing in even in a video game to like hook up with them. And then I would just like get rid of all the doors and light the house on fire, you know.
Nice.
Watch everyone die. Just my player. I wasn't like killing the other characters. You know, it wasn't some sort of like incel type thing, just to be clear. You know. I would probably say I mostly play sports games. Friday, NBA 2K came out, you know. Obviously, that's going to take up most of my time going forward. But I like some FPS game, like Doom, big Doom fan. Resident Evil, love Resident Evil, which is obviously only recently an FPS, but yeah, kind of all over the map. Love the classics, Mario, Sonic. Boom, nailed it. You're welcome.
Well, two wonderful.
Very well-rounded gamers.
Yes. So, Melissa, do you want to explain the premise of the episode today?
Yeah, so I explained it a little bit in the top half of the episode, but what we want to do today is we are going to have Alex and Jake team up together, and they are going to try to figure out what Sims terms mean. So we're going to do terms that the community uses, and then we're going to do a little bit of Simlish because we are speaking Simlish, and we figure we should tell y'all what those Simlish words mean.
Perfect. I'm super excited. They're going to be terrible.
Is this going to be like when I play religious Trivial Pursuit with my family and I just answer Jesus every time, but this, I'll just answer Mortimer Goth? Is that, Jake, you think that's a good tactic? It's going to be right once, I'm sure.
Well, I always get there, you know, like anytime you talk about it, it's you get one right answer and then everything else is just
What if I told you, I don't want to fuck up your life, but what if I told you that Mortimer Goth wasn't any of the answers?
You don't stop talking about Mortimer Goth.
Yeah.
If he was real, you'd leave me for him? And somehow he's not part of this trivia game.
No, we're doing, like, Melissa just explained it beautifully. It's terms. Mortimer Goth
is a whole episode, because Amy is so in love with it. It's just, a whole episode is just about Mortimer Goth.
We do have an upcoming episode all about the Goth family, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bella Goth, is that a player?
Yep.
I didn't know if that was like an Instagram personality or like an NPC in The Sims, but.
Wait, Bella Goth, is that like taken from like Twilight?
Leave.
There are no rules, per se. But you're going to be able to work together to figure out what the terms mean. And if you take too long, we are going to rush you.
So yes. No official time.
No, it's just going to be like my gut instinct of whether I'm done with you, you know?
Gut instinct. Hey, this is bad content. Hurry the fuck up.
You guys are dragging this out way too long. This is not what we want from this podcast.
Or if at any point you're just annoying us, we will tell you to shut up.
Yeah.
Like right now.
That's a rule. That's an official rule.
Yeah, that's official. Okay, so there are rules. The rules are we win.
There's one rule. one rule is I'm allowed to tell you to shut up.
That's great, because I've been looking for somebody to boss me around.
Oh, yeah, like you don't have that already.
It's been great, Alex. I don't have to tell you. It's fantastic.
Well, this has been Speaking Simlish.
We are 19 minutes into recording. I think that this will probably scale back to like 3 minutes.
Yeah, I think we've got 3 minutes of usable content here.
Excellent.
It's just you and me talking, Amy.
We're just constantly generating content.
So we don't have these organized by like difficulty. It's just going to be bang, bang, bang. I think they're all going to be difficult for you.
Mm-hmm. If you get a single one right, I'll be proud of you. We're going to kick off the first round, which is Sims Terms. These could have been around in the community for years or from the first iteration, the newest one, whatever. They are terms that the community uses. Then we will move into our bonus round that is the Simlish itself.
So I have a question about the terms. Are these something that the developers are using that are like official terms, or is it
both?
Okay, so it can be from like the community, slang terms. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're pretty much widely used.
Okay.
If you're in the community, you probably know what they mean, but there are some that the developers came up with.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good about this. Jake, how are you feeling?
I lack confidence in everything, so.
Okay.
I feel as good as you do because you're confident, and I'm like, yeah. Alex will carry me to victory. So
Alex's confidence will overcompensate for your lack thereof.
Perfect. And we'll meet in the middle.
Exactly.
We're still going to do shit. But we're going to feel good about it.
Overconfidence is everything
that I'm about.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's your entire personality.
That's how I snagged you, baby.
Oh, God. Please never say that. All righty. All right. Let's kick this off with our first term. Are you both ready?
Born ready.
Any final questions?
No.
All right. CAS. CAS.
Okay, Jake, I know this is like created content. I don't know what the acronym actually officially stands for, but this is like, right? So it's like community.
Okay, so it's content. It's not like a term to like build something. It's like something you like put into the game.
Yeah, I think it's either like created content that you can go download, or it's the like repository of content, but it's something to do with that. So we just need to narrow it down and then give our final answer. Do we need to actually know each word in the acronym, or can we get the general gist of it?
You can give us a general gist. Bonus points if you get the full acronym.
Well, that's not going to happen. Should we just say like the created, it's like the community created content?
Yeah, sure. That's fine. Yeah. No
idea. Final answer. Community created content.
It is incorrect. The acronym stands for create a sim. This is where you create your character in the game. So it is a developer term. It is. You might have some custom created content in there. But it's basically, you know, your first step in the game, making your sim.
So the first step in making your sim and the first question, and you just like botched it all. Gotcha.
But we're on the right track. And I feel like what we just came up with is going to be an answer. So we either answer with that or Mortimer Goth on everything.
Exactly. That's it right there. Guaranteed W's.
Alrighty, term number two, build/buy.
That sounds pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, you're like making a decision when you're having a home, right? And you can either buy a pre-created one or you can build one yourself.
Or is it build slash buy? Yeah. The slash indicates that they're used interchangeably to me. So it's either you build or you buy. So do you, yeah, I don't know. Like, and it seems like do you build from the ground up? Like, is that a thing you can do, or is it always preset homes?
Like, you can build from the ground up.
Yeah, you can build your own home.
Or is this like a commute, like if you're putting like something you've created onto the No. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just like, if it's something that like you've built and you put it into on, like, let's say you post it on the forums and then that's how people respond. It's like a buy or sell, but they're saying, oh, I would build instead, or I would buy that.
You think it's like love it or list it, but
Dude, I'm sorry, The Sims and HGTV has a lot of crossovers.
I think that this is in reference to Mortimer Goth.
Oh my gosh.
And we're going to build less behind Mortimer Goth. Gotcha.
Yeah. Right.
Do you know what I really enjoyed about this specific term? I was like, this is super easy. You both started off with, well, this is fucking easy. And now you've talked yourself in a circle of it not being straightforward.
No, I think what Jake said.
Yeah, yeah, that thing's build slash buy.
Like, right. Basic. It's self-explanatory. Like, you're, yeah. In reference to homes.
Okay. You are very close. Build by, there used to be separate functions, like on the UI, you would have to load into build, you have to load into, you know, like the home improvement area kind of thing. So it's when you're in a lot, you can either, you know, make walls and design sort of, I would say it's like the footprint of the house, like the blueprint would be the build. And then the buy aspect of it is actually filling the home with furniture and things like that.
Okay, well, we didn't give our final answer, so let's do that now.
So wait, it's actually UI. Separate terms. They follow in concoction. Build slash buy implies that they would be like used interchangeably.
They are. It's an entire mode in the game. You enter into build buy mode.
Oh, it's a mode in.
It's like create a sim, but now
are
you're creating.
Witches, you're tricking us.
Next term. I'm gonna give you a clue here. The next three terms all link together. If you want the help, we can do all three in one go to help you kind of piece it together. But we want to know exactly what the acronym I'm about to say is, and then the following two feed into the acronym, and we want definitions of what that is, okay?
Okay, one at a time, but the clue you've given us, I think, is helpful. I think we're going to go 3-for-3 here. We don't go 3-for-3.
Nothing happens.
No, I don't want to commit to anything. Fuck that. Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, you really don't want to jinx yourself.
We just keep continuing on.
Okay, are you ready?
Born ready.
C.
Custom content. Done.
Yeah! Ding, 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 ding. That is correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
New champs, baby. All right. I got to go. So we're going to leave on a high note.
Melissa, why don't you give the next two terms so they can figure them out together?
And actually, looking at our list, the next three terms have to do with custom content.
Ooh.
So the first one, Maxis Match. What does it mean to be Maxis Match?
Okay, so Maxis is like the developer or the producer. No, EA is the producer, so or the distributor. Maxis is the producer of the game. So you're saying Maxis Match, not Maxis Matched?
Match. Well, yeah.
M-A-C-H.
Because Maxis produces The Sims?
Yeah. I'm thinking that maybe, like, so if it's custom content, that maybe you can, like, release stuff as a theme. So it's, like, things are connected.
Yeah. It's connected, or if it matches, like, the developer aesthetic. I don't know.
Oh, so, like, if there's an add-on pack. So if you created, like, macrame vase holders, that would fit with, like, the... I don't know, was it Tiny Home or they're crafty? There was a crafty pack, so maybe
Love to Knit.
Was that the? That was not the name. Oh, okay. But yeah, so like if your custom content was tied in with like a pack that they had released, then you've like, you're not like reinventing the wheel, you're feeding into like content that Maxis has put out.
There you go. Yeah.
So not to be biased, but Jake was closer. It is when you match the aesthetics of the game as it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So rather than like a pack, it's like the base
game. Yes.
No. Like the game altogether. So the game altogether has an aesthetic. And when you make the custom content, you are sticking to that aesthetic. So it looks like something Maxis would have made, but it's custom.
So, okay. So not specific to like a pack, but just like everything.
People do that.
They do like add-ons for each expansion, but it is typically like you're matching what the game already looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like a lot of players, you know, they do Maxis match because they don't want their custom content to be stark versus what the rest of the world populates, you know. So it all blends in. Mm-hmm. But you are right that people do little kits. Don't laugh at doo-doo. Kits that fit with a pack. So, you know, sometimes the creators will be like, oh, they kind of missed an opportunity to add this version of that dress into a pack. So they'll release like add-ons in the same style. So people do that as well. But generally, Maxis Match is fitting the art style of the game as it already is.
How does that work? So is that like something that you know when you're uploading your content that it's a Maxis Match, or are the like sim, what do they call the sim VIPs? No. Who are the people that do the YouTube?
Game Changers.
I'm thinking the EA employees when they do like, oh, we're doing this stream about this new pack for 2 hours.
Live stream.
Yeah, but it's not like the little Simsies of the world. It's like the EA employees.
Sim gurus.
Do they
God,
have to
we
go
got there, didn't we?
Do Plus they have hell. To go in and like check it off and be like, yep, this is a Maxis Match, or there's like an algorithm?
Or is that just like community thing that they just know, like people are just like, yeah, that's a match kind of thing?
Yeah, because they'll use the meshes that are in the game sometimes to base their content on, so then they'll know.
Okay.
So you'll go in with the intent of like, okay, I'm using this like blueprint to create something that I know is going to be a Maxis Match.
Yes.
Like this beard is a Maxis Match.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you make a beard for custom content?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You can make pretty much anything as custom content.
Yeah.
You're looking way too excited about this.
You got things right. I'm really proud of both of you.
Yeah, you guys are 2 for 2 for the CC category.
Yeah.
Let's keep this going.
Are you ready for your next term?
Born ready.
Oh, God.
All right. What does it mean to be alpha?
Is this in, like, regards to, like, versions?
This is still in the custom content category.
Is it, like, alpha content? So, like, it's, like... Like, I made this, and, like, I'm not sure if it's going to work or something like that. Like, this might break, this might not install properly or something like that.
Is it content that, like, really takes charge and is, like, seen as a leader?
You know, like us on this podcast?
Yeah. I just want to say your listeners are going to be begging to have us back on.
Oh, my God.
Stars of the show. Yeah, but my first thought is software, because, like, anytime you get, like, content, like, this is an alpha release, like, this is, like, it might break, this is my first release, like, and I'm going to do more to it. So, like, kind of things.
I'm going to lean on the tech guy here, and I will concur.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Shit!
So alpha CC is when your custom content does not match the aesthetics of the game. So this is stuff that you may put on your Sims or put in your house and it doesn't quite match. But you can have like a fully alpha Sim or a fully alpha house. But it's just going to look different from what Maxis puts in the game.
So an alpha Sim would be like Mortimer Goth, but with chest hair.
Well, okay, so what you're getting onto yes. with the hair is actually a good lead-in, like the, one of the best ways to spot, like, Alpha CC. I'm always thinking of the hair. They do it more, so the art style between 3 and 4 is very different. 3 has more of an alpha look to it, where the hair almost looks like you can see strands almost, and that's what they're talking about when you say Alpha CC. I've heard people say that it's a little bit of a misnomer, like you wouldn't actually, like, class yeah. it as alpha, but it's just what it's become known as. So I always think of Alpha CC as the stuff that looks more real to life. So it veers into that okay. sort of uncanny valley kind of area. For me personally, it's not my preferred style of CC.
Same. I also play a Maxis Match game. When I think of Alpha CC, I think of stuff that's very like shiny.
Yes.
It tends to be very like high poly count.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and if you think about build by assets, throwback. The like if you had like a throw pillow or something, the texture of it, you know, you would almost be able to see like the weave of it. Like that's how realistic they make it.
So this is like in the Treehouse of Horror when the Simpsons were in 3D and everyone was like, "That's weird," but that's still the Simpsons.
Yeah, sure. There's a niche for everyone.
You have filled it. Yeah.
So yeah. Why is it called Alpha? Like, did somebody called Alpha start making that kind of content? Like, what? Like, how did it get its name?
There's something to do with how you create it, that they were using alpha channels or something like that. But like I said, there's it's like a misnomer for it now. Like, some people are very much like, that isn't what it should be called anymore. But I am not clever enough to understand why.
It's just the term that the community uses. You either play an alpha custom content game or a Maxis Match game.
Now, do you think that terminology will change in 2045 when Sims 5 releases?
Oh my god, do not!
Get at me, EA! Bring me NCAA football now!
Because that term has been around since The Sims, at least The Sims 2, in my understanding.
Okay. So probably not.
What is alpha now will become max. Is that will happen because we'll have GPUs rendering like insane hair thread counts.
Yes.
If anybody can buy them, if they're all bought up by Bitcoin miners. So who knows?
We're killing it.
Okay. Are you ready for your final custom content related word?
Born ready.
Let's do it.
Vanilla. What does it mean to have a vanilla game?
I think that is you're not using any custom content. It's all EA Maxis given shit. Shit isn't just stuff, not that it's bad.
Sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, sure. I know.
Yeah. It could be bad, it could be good. It's just there's no like there's no custom content. It's like the vanilla game.
Is that our final answer?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Final answer, EA only. No custom content.
Well done. You're correct.
Absolutely correct.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
They thought we were only going to get one right.
Yeah. Look at us. Look at us.
Who would have thought we would have been here? Look at us.
And the reason for a vanilla game is because technically EA does not support custom content. They allow for it, but if it breaks your game and it's custom content, they are not willing to help you. So some players play with a vanilla game so they don't have any chance of fucking up their game,
like losing a save or something.
Like if you corrupt your save with CC, they're not going to help you out with that, and or a mod or something like that. Like there's one mod I just like for some reason cannot get to work in my game. It deletes the UI. I think it's incompatible with another mod that I have.
Is it the super graphically sexual one?
No.
Okay.
No.
You cannot go an episode without mentioning Wicked Whims.
Ready for your next term?
Born ready.
Alrighty. Your next term is Plumb Bob.
Isn't the, like, diamond on their head a weird name?
Oh, yeah. Is that it? Yeah, the thing that, like, if you're controlling them or something, it's the thingy? Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. I think you're right, yeah.
Final answer. Pretty sure
yeah.
Final answer? You are correct.
Boom!
Let's go.
It is the diamond that is above the head of the sim that is currently being played.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Which, back in my day, there was just the one. Maybe you got married and had another one.
What do you mean?
I don't know. I played Sims 1. It was easy. Granted, I was like 13.
Sims 1's fucking difficult.
But seeing the
shit. That is so hard.
Everything you have to control when you like popped out five babies and there's a dog and you've got like two husbands.
I thought you said you had no expansions.
No, I'm seeing, watching you on Sims 4 and I'm just like, that would break my brain.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I play as single female Sims. I do not play with other Sims. It just frustrates me.
Mm-hmm. All right, so bonus points if you both, as you answer this one, you only talk as Southern Belles.
Born ready.
All right, let's do it. Come on now.
All righty.
Yeah, ask the question. Okay. We're ready.
What does it mean in The Sims if I'm playing a pre-made?
I do believe that would be a pre-made home, maybe, or a pre-made family. Is it custom? I don't know if it's custom content, though. Is it?
Maybe you're playing as Mortimer and Bella Gone.
It could be. Maybe pre-made characters within the game. I don't know.
Yes, you did not go through Build By, nor did you go through Cass. You're just playing the pre-loaded characters and homes and villages and everything. Do we think that's our final answer?
I think that could be my. I think
that's our final answer.
Well, I reckon that you guys just absolutely smashed it out the park.
Boom! Bonus points.
And listeners, that was Amy with a bang-on Southern impression. I'm not even going to try because I can't do one.
Let's get Mama on here, Caroline. I don't know what's going on here. Come on.
I like that you guys. I reckon as well. Excellent.
I'm just impressed that he got Mortimer Gothen organically and correctly.
Yes. Well done.
Oh, it's a correct answer. Mortimer Gothen was a correct answer.
Yes.
What your listeners need to understand about Jake and myself, which you two already know, is that we don't fuck around.
Oh my God.
This podcast has been nothing but you two fucking around. We've been recording for an hour and 10 minutes.
You're gonna edit it out.
They aren't going to know this.
Next up.
Jake, I don't think we're going to be invited back.
It's just us leaving positive reviews. You should have these guys back.
Listeners, if you can just spam the shit out of them with requests
to have reviews.
Because we're having a blast. And I hope that comes through in your little ear holes with the listening. That's what I was referring to.
Yep. All righty.
Next term?
Yeah, next term.
What is a townie?
NPC, right?
Just yeah, like NPC that's in the town, maybe?
Yeah. It's the silver fox that you're like, oh, I'm going to bang that NPC. For example.
You just described Amy's entire play style.
Oh, I am aware.
I was also in real life as well. So.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Yes, you even used appropriate terminology in your answer. They are NPCs, which are what, Alex?
Non-playable characters. They have been made famous in the recent film Free Guy, starring Ryan Reynolds, which is apparently not good. But there will be a sequel because it made, I believe in the Hollywood Reporter press release, a fuck ton of money.
Mm.
It is Ryan Reynolds, so we know a bunch of men went to go watch it.
Yeah, you took your shirt off. No one's complaining.
Mm. Okay.
Go Canada.
Yep.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thanks. And we are not sponsored by Free Guy.
Or by Ryan Reynolds, but hit me up, bro.
Yeah. Yo, I'll drink some gin. Let's do it. Maybe get a phone through your company.
There you go.
Again, we are not sponsored.
By aviation gin.
Or by the film Free Guy, now streaming.
Or Ryan Reynolds, who's been in several very good films. Next term. This is a difficult one, Melissa.
Yes.
We're on fire.
It's another acronym. You might get it, I guess. I don't think you will. But if you could even give us a definition of what you think it might be, we'll class it as correct. Don't you think?
And We will give you a hint if you ask for it.
I was about to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the term?
Yeah.
The term is MCCC.
Okay, so the second part of it is definitely custom content. Right? Okay. So we need custom to figure out the MC.
Yeah, can the hint, like, what it, like, what's the context? Or, like, what do you, like is it, like, what are we doing?
Can you use your sentence?
No. Here is your hint. This is a mod for the game.
What is the origin of the word?
The Sims is the origin of the word.
That's a good answer. Okay, so it's a mod. MCCC.
Is it widely used?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think the custom content is right, the MCCC, but I don't like, when I hear MC, my brain goes like modify content or modify customs or something. I don't know. Like,
is this the one that allows them to access the stuff that like Maxis made but didn't actually put in the game, which makes no sense to me. Like where, you know, where it's like in the code, but they didn't actually like intend for it to be accessed.
Yeah, like Maxis content, custom content or something like that.
Mm. We're definitely not going to get the acronym, but maybe we can get the definition.
Yeah. What it is.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no thought other than that.
Yeah, it is. So it's just a mod. Yeah. I think you're on the right. I'll team up with you and like go off of you. I think that sounds, it could be right.
Okay.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Yeah.
You did very well. Like the way that you pulled that apart, like you were, I feel like you were very close to what it actually is.
But we didn't get it.
No, not quite. It stands for MC Command Center. Now the MC stands for Master Controller, which okay. was actually a mod in The Sims 3. But the gentleman who made that, Enraz, Twelan, whatever you want to call him, he retired making mods after 3. So someone picked that up and modified it for Sims 4. Deadpool is the modder who makes.
That's a funny username.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a good one.
So Master Controller Command Center MCCC.
Okay.
So this mod adds story progression to the game outside of what EA claims is story progression.
I heard you guys talking about that in the last podcast, because apparently there's like story progression, but then there's other story progression too.
I also heard that in the last podcast.
One of our partners listens to the podcast.
Hey, I check in because I like to see how y'all are doing. When you start talking about The Sims, I'm completely lost.
Yeah, well, that's why we're doing this.
Exactly. Maybe I'll start playing The Sims tomorrow. I have Xbox Game Pass. If I played it on a console, would you kick me off the podcast?
No, but that's actually a really good point about playing a vanilla game that we didn't actually speak on either. On console, you can't get the mods.
Console does not support mods.
We've all broken a jailbroken. Jailbroken?
I was about to say, it doesn't support it, but you can make it support it.
Amy and I got in a big argument about this one day because I was like, I can mod a console game. She's like, you can't.
You fucking can't. You have, by following rigorous like instructions on a Discord, that is not you jailbreaking the console.
I performed the actions per instructions.
Do you think that counts? Do you think, that's like me saying, oh yeah, I mod The Sims 4 when all I do is download .script and .package files and then put it in my game.
Yes.
Like, I'm not actively modding it.
Yes, you are.
I don't know.
You didn't create the mod, but you've still modded your game.
I play a modified game. I don't put that on me, you know?
It's a team effort. You're part of the modding effort.
You are part of the modding community if you're using the mods.
The next two terms are basically gimmies. You know, if you don't get them, I'm ashamed.
There's golfing in The Sims?
What?
You said gimmies.
Is that a golf term?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you're so close to the hole, they're like, you don't actually need to put this in. We're just giving it.
I was thinking more like Gimme More by Britney Spears, but that's fine.
There's actually golfing in 3 out of the 4 iterations of the game.
But not Sims 4, because they just took a bunch of shit out that they had already given you.
Zing.
Get at me, EA.
Did they just hide it behind the microtransactions?
Probably.
That sounds right.
They're not really micro, they're expensive.
Yeah, that's true.
Macro transactions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Economics.
Oh my god. Are you ready?
Your next term.
Born ready.
Alrighty. Your next term is simoleon.
That's the money, right? Simoleons?
Yes, yeah, for sure. Final answer.
Well done.
Correct.
Make it rain.
Very easy.
That's the one line I know about, because you can give yourself infinite money.
Mod?
Infinite simoleons.
Cheat.
You know, the things you would that are packaged inside of modification files? Cheats.
Indeed.
No, it's in the base game.
You can cheat in the base game?
Yeah.
Okay, and they don't care if mods break your game now?
Yeah.
They do. Oh, they don't. Wow. EA really has fallen.
We knew that.
You can cheat in your game, but man, you mod it? No, fuck it.
Your next term, are you ready?
Born ready.
What is Simlish?
That's the language. Katy Perry sang a song.
Oh, wow. I can't believe Alex just really brought that up. Collectively making the Sims community cry with one sentence.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for.
Wonderful.
I didn't even know she did that.
Yes.
We'll talk about this later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ready for your next term?
Yes.
Born ready.
Your next term is, what is the Legacy Challenge?
Is that where you like play the game vanilla or something like that? I don't know.
Legacy makes me think that it's like the baby thing. But I thought that was just called the 100 Baby Challenge because of that person from BuzzFeed.
Kelsey and Peachy K.
Yeah, I like her. She's not from BuzzFeed anymore.
No, she left. You're right.
Good for her. Yeah, isn't that just like the official term for the 100 Baby Challenge?
I have no idea. So you are speaking to a wall right now. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Final answer?
You comfortable with final answer? Final answer, yeah. It's the 100 Baby Challenge.
I really like your rationale and reasoning. You are incorrect, but very close, because it's similar to the 100 Baby Challenge, right, Melissa?
Yeah, it's similar. So the Legacy Challenge is where you have a generational gameplay, and you start with one Sim, and you get them married, and you have a bunch of babies, probably about 6, because that's how many Sims you can have in a household is 8. And then you pick out of those children the heir or heiress, and then you continue on the legacy with them, and the goal is to reach 10 generations.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, and you're meant to move into, like, the biggest lot in a neighborhood and sort of build, you know, your family, your generations, like Melissa said, but also your property, and just basically thrive over several generations.
And so you want to kind of make it like the British royal family, where there's like lots of inbreeding and stuff, just because everyone around you is related to you.
I mean, you're allowed to marry outside of the household.
Like second cousins.
You are encouraged to marry outside of the household.
Yeah, but see, if you do that, then you're shunned by the rest of the family. So...
is there a mod where, like, you inbreed and then the kid has, like, an arm grown out of its forehead or something?
I'm going to cut that out.
It just sounds like a Wicked Whims kind of thing. I mean, like...
they just take it too far, don't they? Guys, are you excited? We are down to your final 3 terms before we get into the bonus round.
I'd say I'm excited. I want to know, how do you think we're doing?
Do you want to know exactly how you're doing?
Oh, I just thought I was going to get it in general.
You guys are doing better than expected.
Yeah. And you have 8 correct answers right now.
Out of how many?
Let me do math.
Do you mean count?
10, 11, 12, 13.
That's passing. That's a D.
That's very good.
There's 2 of us. That's like double D's.
Oh, my God. But to loop back to just, I can't let it slide. I said, let me do math. And you said, what do you mean, counting? Like, yeah, counting is fucking math. Like, I don't understand what your point is.
Yeah, I'm like a first grade.
Hang on. I just want to roll back right quick. It's what? It's math?
No, it's multiple kinds of maths, bitch. What's up?
Let's remember, while being an American citizen, is still a foreigner.
Quick maths.
What's maths short for? Mathematics. It's not short for mathematic.
In our house, maths is short for, honey, can you do this math for me? Because I don't understand. That was a direct quote of Amy.
Are you ready for the first of your final three terms?
You should know by now that we were born ready.
Alrighty. What is the gallery?
That's where you, like, you get shit from, yeah. Right?
You like select the thing.
Yeah.
Like, what thing? What are you? Like
chair. You're saying shit. You're saying thing. We're gonna need.
Like, you're like
an actual like, noun.
I want to put a chair over here. Let me pull up the gallery and select the chair from the like user interface bit that's called the gallery.
Yep. Final answer.
Yeah.
That thing you're describing is build by mode.
Yep.
The second term in our game.
So what you're telling me is that the UI in The Sims 4 is not intuitive.
The gallery is a part of The Sims 4 where you can upload rooms, Sims, and lots. And you can download them straight into your game. So if you don't want to make your own home, you can download one from the gallery. Just plop it down on your lot and live right in it.
So that's awesome. What I thought the buy part of the build buy mode was. So,
that's what I thought too. Yeah, that sounds like something I don't want to make it.
So technically, it's not custom content.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Max just makes it.
It's player made, but it's not custom.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all from assets in the game.
Okay, and custom content is like mods, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You would classify. Sorry, I'm trying to like isolate. Like custom content is like. Yeah. Stuff, art stuff people made, and then also modifications. But then
yes.
This stuff is base game.
Yep.
But other people made it from the base game. It would be considered vanilla.
And any of the expansions as well. So like if I've made a house and I'm using solely EA created things, right? I've got a vanilla game, and I'm like, this house is cool. I want to share it with other people. I can save it and upload it to the gallery, so that Melissa can go in and download it from my profile. Things like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's not saying you can't upload something with custom content in it, but whoever goes and downloads it, if they don't have that custom content in the game already, it's not going to show up. So for example, whenever I upload my SimSelf for Amy to use for our promotional pictures, she often comes, you know, bald and only her underwear because I use a lot of custom content. Mm-hmm. And so Amy has to redress me every time.
Oh, okay.
Freaky.
Kinky. Yeah. It's not a sexual experience for me. It's more like Barbie dolls.
Yeah, it's very fun. This is your second to last term. What is a rabbit hole?
Ooh, like on Wikipedia?
From the podcast, a rabbit hole is like you go down like it's like sorry, they were talking about it. It's like Rebels, like, is it like careers and stuff? Like, it's like stuff you can do that, like, you like lose, you sink time into, like, you gain. It's not like you're not playing through the entire experience. It's like one thing. Rebels are like careers or like hobbies or stuff like that.
Yes, I agree. As I too heard that on the podcast.
Well, photography, like skill, like I thought that's what it was. Like that's what you guys were talking about at one point. Like
that. Rabbit that makes sense like, to me. So you just like
added into it to where you just don't. I don't know. That's
hyper focused on something that really narrows your scope. So like a new pack, and you're like, I only want to do shit for this, even though you have all the other content in the game, and it's just like you're on an exploring in crevices.
That's not what Jake said.
I think what the context of rabbit holes is that they add them into the game. So it's not in a particular pack. It could be in it. You don't like hyperfixate on it, but it's like it's a terminology in the game. So you add a rabbit hole or something like that. Like
sounds
it's, good to me. It's a, like they'll buy like a thing. It's like a thing in the game.
Final answer that, bitch, dog.
Yeah.
But can I just say, a thing in the game could have been the answer to any of the questions. So I'm not sure whether we could actually give you a thing in the game.
I think he explained it.
No, like, yeah. Sorry, like, a thing in the game, like, it's not, like, outside. It's, like, the devs created it. Sorry, that's what I meant. Like, it's not, like, custom it's not community made. It's, like, or it could have been, and then it became part of the game. Sorry. A category, maybe.
You're talking yourself away from the answer. You are so close, and you did listen to the episode, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, they start, yeah. Something you lose time in. A rabbit hole.
So,
in the context of The Sims 3, a rabbit hole is a standalone building where your Sim enters and you do not follow them. So they go in and they spend an amount of time, so they're either, like, going to work or they're shopping.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, they're going to the spa. In The Sims 4, it's when your Sim walks off of their home lot, and they go to work or they go and do an activity.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. That's a rabbit hole, is when you go into something and then your Sim disappears for an amount of time.
That was right on the tip of my tongue.
No, it wasn't.
Okay, so you don't play them in that thing?
Mm-mm.
Not really. You can, like, select, like, an action for them to do. So, like, if your Sim is at work, you can tell them, hey, you should work harder. Or, hey, you should, like, fuck around.
Yeah, go make out with your coworker playing. In the supply closet.
Okay, so you seem to go to work and then you keep working on the lot?
Yeah, you're still on the lot.
Okay.
So you can control, like, another Sim.
You aren't far away from actual possibility. If you send your Sim in The Sims 4 to work flirty, there is an option to flirt with your coworkers.
What I want my Sim to do when they go to work, is there an option to select, like, put in your headphones and listen to Speaking Simlish on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts? I'm plugging it for you, dog.
Okay.
Yep.
On to the final term?
Yeah.
Okay, your final term, and this is a fun one. What is woohoo?
They be doing
fucking.
The dirty. They be doing it now.
You don't even need Wicked Whims for that. Final answer, banging it out.
You're right.
Woohoo
is the term for Sex in the Sims.
Hey, I'll give you a bonus point that can make up for... You're half right. I gave you a half point for rabbit hole.
Okay.
What was woohoo called in The Sims 1? It's more terrible than you think.
Yeah, it's
was
really...
Was it, like, whoopee?
I'm trying to, like, personal time. Like, I don't know. Like, it was worse than, like... Was it so bad to me?
Here's boom, a hint. Boom. Here's a hint.
Bang, bang.
You're going to click on the bed, and it's... Amy, correct me if I'm wrong. It's one bed that you could do this in.
Ooh,
you couldn't do it in any
bed.
In every bed.
Yeah,
it's the heart-shaped
bed.
Uh-huh. Click on it when there are two Sims. What are you doing in the bed?
Inserting the penis into the vagina. There was you could only do
we are rubbing fronts.
Sex.
No, there's always been coding for the same sex relationship.
Bullshit.
No, there has.
In 2000.
If you'd listened to our podcast, The History of The Sims Part 1, you'd fucking know that.
I had a busy week that week.
Yeah.
The History of The Sims Part 1 and Part 2 are out wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you listened to them, you wouldn't make dumb mistakes like Alex.
I just, you know, I live free, you know. Okay.
Any guesses?
No, I have nothing.
Boom boom.
It was actually play in bed.
Shit, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Play in
you
bed.
Can turn the bed on to, like, vibrate, and then you can
I remember
play.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. Well done. You did so much better than I thought you were gonna do. Let's get your results. There were 16 questions, and I gave you a half point for rabbit hole. Okay. You got 9.5. Well done.
Thank you.
Very good.
I'm so proud of you.
Is that failing still? I'm trying to do the math.
I'm actually going to do the math. 59%.
Round up.
That is a dick move.
It's 59.375, so no, I'm not going to round up.
Oh, she's a dickhead teacher. I would have rounded up.
When I was teaching, I wasn't rounding up, and Amy said, you're an asshole, you should round up.
Yes!
Amy, do you remember That one class that I got an 89 in?
Yes, so don't do that to them.
I will do it to everyone. You guys got a 60. That is failing.
Is it?
A D is failing.
Aww. No, it's not. This isn't grad school.
A D is like, well done. I think I'm proud of you. All right, guys, we are on to our bonus Simlish round. You are going to have 30 seconds to confer per term. There are five terms. We really want this to be like your gut instinct to what these terms mean. And it's way more straightforward than the terms. We are going to read you a Simlish word. Just tell us what it means. Very straightforward.
So more like word association. Like spit it out.
No?
Oh, okay.
This is like a foreign language.
Yeah.
So what is this word in English? Or what is this term in English? Like, not word, but like phrase.
Let me open up Duolingo real quick.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Is Simlish on Duolingo?
No, I don't think so. Okay. Elvish is, I think. Elvish and I think Klingon.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. One question. Are you ready?
Born
ready. All right. Melissa, ready with the timer?
Got it.
Guys, what does Sul Sul mean?
It's like, what's up? Because they say it at the beginning of the podcast, which I do listen to.
Greetings?
Yeah. It's a greeting. Kind of greeting.
Yeah.
Final answer.
Hey, hey.
Yes, it means hello.
Sul Sul is the greeting that the Sims use.
Your second term, are you ready?
Born ready, yes.
Yes.
What does dag dag mean?
Bye? Is it the goodbye?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, so the goodbye is
that makes sense. Or yeah. is Sul Sul like aloha?
I would just go with the like exiting, like just like
yeah, goodbye. I like that. Dag dag means peace out.
Yeah, bye.
Final answer.
It does mean goodbye. Well done. Well done. Proud.
Two for two, Jake.
Very good. Two for two.
Are you ready for your third term?
Well, you don't have to ask if we're ready. You know what we fucking are.
Born.
Ready.
What does Nubu mean?
It's like, it's a new boo. It's your new partner. It's like, hey, this is my new boo.
It's my new bae. how are you?
Are we trying to take this in context then to say that these are all like
10 seconds
conversation words or
is it a question?
Food?
Five. Four.
Yeah, I would just go, how are you? Yeah.
Yeah, final answer, how are you?
Means baby, a Nubu.
You're close.
Oh, baby.
We're on the right track.
You did start on the right track with new. I thought you were going to get there with boo, you know, like maybe it would become baby.
That was a trick question.
Okay.
This is a rig.
It was not a trick question. It is a term. You'll often hear, aw, Nubu, once they get birth.
Yeah. Baby.
When Amy is playing The Sims and has the sound up, which is always, I make sure to have a headphone in. Often listening to the Speaking Simlish podcast on Spotify or wherever I get my podcasts.
Yep. Alrighty. Fourth Simlish term. Zawonka Geneva.
It sounds like an exclamation. So Zawonka Geneva. Also, Geneva is a real city.
Is it, oh my stars?
Oh my lord. Lord have mercy. I'm about to burst.
What's wrong?
An exclamation, oh my goodness. Oh my god.
Yep, final answer.
Okay, no. It's, I think you're hot. They'll say it when they're flirting.
You've gotten half correct.
Well done.
Last turn.
Woof'em.
That's what the dogs say. That's a dog bark. Or is that just a dog?
Yeah, does it mean a dog? Is it like, yeah, like is a Wolfham a dog?
Yeah, it's the noun for dog.
Final answer?
In Sims. What do you think, Jake?
Final answer? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Final answer, dog.
You end on a high note. It does mean that's dog. Right.
That's another D. We passed.
Well done. D's We're so proud of you.
You did it.
You honestly did way better than I had assumed.
Same. Well, we listened to y'all.
Look at what you've absorbed just by being near us. Proximity. Photosynthesis.
And listeners, we hope that through this fun little game show, you have a better understanding of some of the terms we use and will continue to use when we talk about The Sims.
Absolutely. Because if they can know it, anyone can.
That's true. I feel like I learned something today.
Today I learned.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for tuning in to Speaking Simlish.
And thank you guys so much for joining us. We know we really enjoyed having you, and I really hope that our listeners also enjoyed listening to this absolute clusterfuck of an episode.
It was excellent. Hmm.
Do we get to plug our shit?
Yeah. What do you want to plug, guys? Jake, you go first.
I don't know. I don't have anything to plug. Keep having fun. Keep playing video games. And don't let other people tell you you can't play video games.
Because we're women?
No. No. Anybody can play video games.
Alex, what do you want to plug?
I also have nothing to plug that would be of any interest to anyone. But, you know, yeah, like Jake said, keep playing video games. And, you know, also go outside sometimes.
Touch grass.
Yeah, we can all, or concrete, you know, I don't know where people live. We can all do with fresh air. And
what has this become, a PSA?
Anyways, you can please rate, review, and subscribe to Speaking Simlish. You can follow us on Instagram at Speaking Simlish Pod.
On Twitter at Speak Simlish Pod.
Or you can email us at speakingsimlishpod@gmail.com. Please feel free to email in any Sim stories you may have, questions for me and Amy, or just anything that comes to mind.
Mm-hmm. Or complaints about this episode.
Please don't email your complaints.
How about your constructive, positive feedback? Like, the guys were great. Have them back. Are they going to do a spinoff?
They should.
If you want Jacob and Alex back, you may email us and request them to do another episode.
Or not.
Boom.
We've been Speaking Simlish.
Yeah. Finally. Until next time, stay safe. Why do we trust them with this? You know?
I'm just reminded that I'm already mad at Jacob.